Hello and welcome to Maths Mastery, the podcast that gets you exam ready, one topic at a time. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in your OCR GCSE mathematics specification, number and place value. This is topic 1.1, and whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic will show up in your exam, often in ways you might not expect. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Place value? I learned that in primary school. And you're right, the basics are familiar. But here's the thing. OCR examiners use this topic as a gateway to testing your mathematical fluency across the entire paper. Questions on estimation, standard form, and indices can appear in calculator and non-calculator papers alike, and they carry marks that are genuinely within your reach if you know exactly what the examiner is looking for. So let's make sure you do. Let's start with the absolute foundation, place value itself. Every digit in a number has a value determined by its position. In the number 5,382.47, the digit 5 is worth 5,000, the 3 is worth 300, the 8 is worth 80, the 2 is worth 2 units, the 4 is worth 4 tenths, and the 7 is worth 7 hundredths. This seems simple, but it becomes critically important when you're ordering decimals, which is a classic source of lost marks. Here's the trap. Candidates often look at 0.4, and 0.35 and think 0.35 is bigger because 35 is bigger than 4. But add a placeholder, 0.40 versus 0.35. Now it's obvious that 0.40 is larger. The rule is, when comparing decimals, always make them the same length by adding zeros. This is a one-mark fix that candidates regularly miss. The same logic applies to negative numbers. Is minus 0.5 smaller than minus 0.8? Yes, because on a number line, minus 0.8 is further to the left, meaning it's the smaller value. Think of it like temperature. Minus 8 degrees is colder and therefore lower than minus 5 degrees. The bigger the digit after the negative sign, the smaller the actual value. Now let's talk about rounding because this is where method marks live. There are two types of rounding you need to master: rounding to decimal places and rounding to significant figures. For decimal places, you look at the digit immediately after the position you're rounding to. If it's 5 or more, round up. If it's less than 5, round down. So 3.746, rounded to 2 decimal places. Look at the third decimal place, which is 6. 6 is 5 or more, so the second decimal place rounds up from 4 to 5. Answer, 3.75. For significant figures, the rule is the same, but you count from the first non-zero digit. This catches people out with small decimals. In 0.00483, the first significant figure is 4, not the zeros. Those leading zeros are just placeholders. So 0.00483 to 2 significant figures is 0.0048 because the deciding digit is 3, which is less than 5, so we round down. Now, and this is crucial, estimation questions require you to round to one significant figure before you calculate, not after. Before, OCR's mark scheme awards a method mark, that's an M1, specifically for showing the rounded values. If you do the exact calculation and then round the answer, you will not get that method mark, even if your final answer happens to be correct. Write down your rounded values. Always. Something like, approximately 50 times approximately 20 equals 1,000. That written working is your insurance policy. Next up, standard form. This is a topic that higher-tier students need to be particularly confident with, but foundation candidates should also understand the basics. Standard form is a way of writing very large or very small numbers using powers of 10. The format is always a times 10 to the power of n, where a must be at least 1, but strictly less than 10. That constraint, 1 less than or equal to a, which is strictly less than 10, is the most commonly tested marking point. OCR will award a B1 mark specifically for a correct standard form conversion where the coefficient satisfies that condition. So 4,700 in standard form is 4.7 times 10 to the power of 3. The coefficient 4.7 is between 1 and 10. The power of 3 tells us we move the decimal point 3 places to the right to get back to 4,700. For small numbers, 0.0047 is 4.7 times 10 to the power of negative 3. The negative power tells us the number is small, less than 1. Moving the decimal 3 places to the left gives us 0.0047. On non-calculator papers, when you multiply or divide numbers in standard form, handle the coefficients and the powers of 10 separately. For example, 3 times 10 to the 4 multiplied by 2 times 10 to the 3. Multiply the coefficients, 3 times 2 is 6, add the powers, 4 plus 3 is 7. So the answer is 6 times 10 to the 7. But always check, is your coefficient still between 1 and 10? If you got something like 15 times 10 to the 6, you need to rewrite it as 1.5 times 10 to the 7. Now let's move to index notation and the index laws. This is higher tier territory, but it's worth every foundation student understanding the basics. An index, also called a power or exponent, tells you how many times to multiply a number by itself. 2 to the power of 5 means 2 times 2 times 2 times 2 times 2, which equals 32. There are three key index laws. First, when multiplying powers with the same base, add the indices. So a to the m times a to the n equals a to the m plus n. Example, 3 squared times 3 cubed equals 3 to the power of 5, which is 243. Second, when dividing powers with the same base, subtract the indices. So a to the m divided by a to the n equals a to the m minus n. Example, 5 to the 4 divided by 5 squared equals 5 squared, which is 25. Third, when raising a power to a power, multiply the indices. So a to the m all to the power of n equals a to the m times n. Example, 2 cubed all squared equals 2 to the 6, which is 64. Now, two special cases that are frequently tested. First, any number to the power of 0 equals 1. Always. 7 to the 0 is 1. 100 to the 0 is 1. This is not a coincidence. It follows directly from the division law. A to the n divided by a to the n equals a to the 0, and any number divided by itself is 1. Second, negative indices mean reciprocals. 5 to the power of negative 2 is 1 over 5 squared, which is 1 over 25. This is a very common source of errors. Candidates write negative 8 for 2 to the power of negative 3, confusing the negative sign with a negative result. The negative index does not make the answer negative. It means 1 over the positive power. For higher tier only, fractional indices, a to the power of 1 over n means the nth root of a, so 8 to the power of 1/3 is the cube root of 8, which is 2, and a to the power of m over n means the nth root of a all raised to the power m, so 27 to the power of 2/3, cube root of 27 is 3, then 3 squared is 9. Right, let's talk exam strategy because knowing the maths is only half the battle. Tip 1, show your rounded values in estimation questions. I cannot stress this enough. Write approximately 50, write approximately 0.2. Those words and those rounded numbers are what earn you the method mark. The examiner cannot give you M1 if there's no evidence of rounding in your working. Tip 2, when ordering decimals, add placeholder zeros. Make every number the same length before you compare. This takes 5 seconds and prevents a very common error. Tip 3, for standard form, always check your coefficient. After any calculation, verify that your A value satisfies 1 less than or equal to A, strictly less than 10. If it doesn't, adjust your answer. Tip 4, never confuse a negative index with a negative number. 5 to the minus 2 is positive 1/25. Write the reciprocal, 1 over, and then evaluate the positive power. Tip 5. In bid mass questions, work carefully through the order of operations. Brackets first, then indices, then division and multiplication left to right, then addition and subtraction left to right. A common error is adding before multiplying. In the expression 3 plus 4 times 2, the answer is 11, not 14. Multiplication comes before addition. Okay, it's quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is 0.00567 written to 2 significant figures? The answer is 0.0057. Question 2. Write 35,000 in standard form. The answer is 3.5 times 10 to the power of 4. Question 3. What is 4 to the power of negative 2? The answer is 1 over 16. Question 4. Estimate the answer to 497 divided by 0.048. Round each to one significant figure first. 500 divided by 0.05 equals 10,000. Question 5. What is 64 to the power of 2/3? Cube root of 64 is 4, then 4 squared is 16. The answer is 16. Question 6. True or false? When multiplying numbers in standard form, you multiply the powers of 10. False. You add the powers of 10, you multiply the coefficients. How did you do? If you got all 6, you're in excellent shape. If any caught you out, go back and review that section of your notes. Let's bring it all together with a quick summary of today's key points. Number 1, place value underpins everything. When comparing or ordering decimals, add placeholder zeros to make all numbers the same length. Number 2, for negative numbers, the larger the digit, the smaller the value. -8 is less than -3. Number 3, in estimation, always round to one significant figure before calculating and write down your rounded values to secure the method mark. Number 4, standard form requires the coefficient a to satisfy 1 less than or equal to a, strictly less than 10. Check this after every calculation. Number 5, the 3 index laws, add powers when multiplying, subtract when dividing, multiply when raising a power to a power. Number 6, negative indices mean reciprocals, not negative numbers. And any number to the power of 0 is 1. Number 7, for higher tier, fractional indices link to roots. A to the 1 over n is the nth root of a. That's everything for today's episode of Maths Mastery. This topic is genuinely one of the most mark-rich areas of the specification. The concepts are accessible, the rules are learnable, and with a bit of focused practice, you can be picking up marks here consistently. Make sure you do some retrieval practice. Close your notes and try to write down all the index laws from memory. Then check. Repeat that a few times over the next week and you'll have them locked in. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. See you in the next episode.